Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Donna Kay. She is a leading ADHD expert, board-certified health and nutrition practitioner, two-time international best-selling author, host of the Soaring Child podcast, and the CEO and founder of the ADHD Thrive Institute. Donna, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
That is a really interesting question, and I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. But if I think about myself in particular, I would say avoiding shiny object syndrome. And that is like me chasing every new idea or strategy or something that some expert out there in the world has put out there as the next best thing. Instead, for me, I need to remind myself to stick with what works. It comes down to one thing: commitment, consistency, and not getting too excited about what the next best thing is.
And that's why you're an ADHD expert.
Yes, very, very good response.
Yeah,
Because
and so and it's fitting that you're saying, hey, avoid shiny object syndrome, because literally all of your clients have the shiny object syndrome.
you are 100% correct there. Interestingly, my sister, who is the COO of our business, calls me a bouncy ball. And for my birthday, she got me a glass bowl with all these different bouncy balls in it. And she said, put this on your desk. And when you're thinking about the next best thing, just look at that bowl and don't do it.
Just bounce the ball, it's fine.
Yeah, just bounce the ball up and down for sure.
And so I'm curious, what are some things that we can apply as entrepreneurs who all have some form of ADHD? What can we do to really focus ourselves in and not go in 17 different directions, aside from bounce a ball, of course?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I mean, I'm all about natural strategies to help children with ADHD, and it helps adults with ADHD as well. But I think, beside that, I think it's really important to have a clear goal in mind. If you don't know exactly what you're working towards, that's when every new idea will seem like the right answer. And so I think it's really important to sort of define what your goal is and measure it in a very smart way. What they say, smart goals, if you know that term. And I think a good thing for me, again, something that my sister really reminds me all the time, is using a pause list. And so when a new idea pops up, write it down instead of like jumping onto it immediately. And then you can just revisit it later when you feel like pursuing it, or you have finished with your current goal and you need to, move on to the next. Another thing that I really like is having a certain time in my day every single day to research that idea that might be on that pause list, and give myself the time to actually be that bouncy ball, to develop that idea. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think it's really making sure that you've got clear goals, you've got them on a list somewhere, and then also giving yourself time to research about what that next new thing might be.
And I'm curious, what are some trends that you see, especially because of your profession? What are some trends that you see that are creating issues for those who are dealing with ADHD or or have recently been diagnosed, what are some of the things that they really tend to struggle with that you've noticed? And it's just helpful to be aware of these things because a lot of people have the ADHD and they're undiagnosed, or they're diagnosed improperly, or they have sympathetic symptoms. They may not have some disorder, but they have problems focusing.
Yeah, you're right there, and I actually like that you said that some people aren't diagnosed, and some people are diagnosed incorrectly because one of the things here in the US where I live, I know I don't sound like it, but I do live here, is they've got a very easy way to diagnose ADHD, which is actually incorrect. And so you can actually go to your doctor, fill out a form, and they can go, "You've got ADHD. Here's some medication," which is so wrong. And so I think, the question that you ask is really important because you do want to educate yourself on symptoms of ADHD. And so, while I work predominantly with kids, this applies to everything. And when my son was diagnosed with ADHD and when his symptoms were at his worst, there was a lot of emotional dysregulation. And I think with kids, it comes out, whereas in adults with ADHD, it's more internal than, having a meltdown or a tantrum. It could be anger, it could be aggression, but if we look at the two categories of ADHD, we've got symptoms of hyperactivity or impulsivity, and then we've got that inattention, the inability to focus. So, it might be lots of fidgeting, might be able to, not able to sit still. It could be that impulsivity, thinking before you act, that bouncy ball. It could be, unable to focus or pay attention. Or at the same time, you could be jumping from one thing to the next to the next. And so it actually looks like you're unable to focus, but you're actually focusing quite a bit on too many things. There could be excessive physical movement and talking, again, that emotional dysregulation. And so I think, really having an understanding of what those symptoms are is really the first step to working out what you should do to help yourself.
So one thing that I thought was really interesting about this is for children, it tends to be external. For adults, it tends to be more internal. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that as we grow and as we become adults, we learn how to control certain things in some way. And so for a child, they don't know what to do with their big emotions. So it comes out as a tantrum, it comes out as a meltdown, it comes out as like hitting or biting or something like that when they're younger. But as an adult, you know that it's not okay to hit. And as an adult, it's not okay to bite or to drop onto the floor and kick and scream. And so it is more internal, and you have the ability to control some of that in a different way. So it manifests very differently in an adult as opposed to a child.
But that drive to do this behavior is still there. Now we're just exerting energy to control it. And so there's energy being spent on the drive to do whatever thing. And then there's energy spent on controlling it because you kind of know better because you're old enough to know better. And that must be absolutely exhausting to someone who is dealing with ADHD.
Oh, 100%. And you think about what that does to the nervous system. Could you just imagine sitting there and just being constantly, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this, jumping from one thing to the next thing? It's actually really, really exhausting. And it actually puts stress on our nervous system, and it makes things even worse. It puts you in this fight or flight constantly. And then your stress hormones start to play, come to. Start to go haywire. And so that's where we really need to start calming the nervous system. We actually need to look at what's going on internally in the body, because I will say a big component to ADHD is the gut-brain connection. Okay. And so for some listeners out there, they may or may not have heard of the gut-brain connection, but basically the gut talks to the brain via the vagus nerve. And so when your gut's broken down, your brain's not functioning well, and vice versa. And so I use this analogy. When you're nervous about something, like a first date or a podcast interview or whatever
Not
it
that
may
I'm
be.
nervous or anything.
Yeah, no. Do you know those butterfly feelings that you get in your stomach? That's actually the brain triggering these raw emotions in the gut. And so the reverse is also true. And so when your gut is broken down, which I will tell you, majority of people, that is the case, something called leaky gut. And I know we don't have a lot of time here today, so I won't go into it, but that's actually sending that inflammation up into your brain. So you can't focus. One of the main areas in the brain is the frontal lobe that talks to the gut. The frontal lobe is responsible for attention, focus, executive function, planning, organizing. These are all areas that people with ADHD suffer. So really making sure your gut is functioning at the best will make sure your brain is also functioning at the best. And I
Makes a
know that
lot of
went on a
sense.
little bit of a tangent from the question that you asked.
No, it's perfect. I love going deep on these types of things. You know, that's the beauty of a short podcast is, well, we can't talk about a lot of things, but
Yeah.
whatever we do talk about, we got plenty of time to go really deep on it. And so it's fascinating, the connection to the gut and the brain. And I've seen that myself in several instances where when I'm eating good, I can think clearly. When I am eating crap, I think like crap. And it's a direct correlation every single time.
And that's the great thing about being an adult, because you can actually like notice it in yourself. And I want to like put that question out there. Who doesn't feel better when they eat better?
Yeah,
Exactly.
makes a lot of sense. And especially being able to concentrate and all of those things. And so, Donna, tell us a little bit more about your company and who it's a good fit for and how we can learn more.
Yeah, definitely. So my business, as you mentioned, is the ADHD Thrive Institute. While we do specialize in helping parents of children with ADHD reduce those symptoms naturally by really addressing what's going on inside the body, those root causes, those hidden stresses, like the gut-brain connection, without sort of relying on medication. And our approach is really centered on that gut health, that gut-brain connection, nutrition, and reducing inflammation, all which play a critical role in ADHD, in attention, impulsivity, emotional regulations. And so we really help and guide families through that whole process so their kid can thrive. Your child and your family don't need to suffer when someone is diagnosed with ADHD. To date, we've helped over 1,300 families, giving their children the tools that they can thrive academically, emotionally, and socially.
Excellent. And where can we go again to learn more?
The ADHDThriveInstitute.com. There's no the on the beginning of that, so it's just ADHDThriveInstitute.com.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Donna Kay, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how she gets stuff done and how you can get stuff done too, even though you're an entrepreneur with ADHD, maybe misdiagnosed, who knows. For those of you who want to learn more about the ADHD Thrive Institute, you can go to know the ADHD ThriveInstitute.com. And hey, whether you're out there on your morning commute or maybe you're sitting on the bus or you're in the gym shredding your reps, or you're somewhere out in the field repairing an obscure piece of farm technology, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally, tell me what you're doing while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Now let's get to work.